You are listening to Behind the Avatar, the podcast that gets to know the people behind the characters they play and what makes them tick. Hello, my name is Lita, and today I am chatting with Syl from Girls Gone Wow. Hey Syl, how are you?
Hello, I'm very good. I'm waking up. I have a big mug of coffee in front of me, so that's good.
Awesome. I also have a big mug of coffee with me too, so I see I already like you because we're drinking coffee together, so this is awesome.
Yay.
Yeah. Okay, so let's start off with, how long have you been playing World of Warcraft?
Since it came out in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how many years ago? Too many years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, really from the beginning. Maybe not the first day, because I was a bit of a noob. I've never played an online game.
Yeah.
So I bought the game and I installed it, and then it, you know, when you set up your account, it asks you for a credit card.
Yeah.
And I got a little bit peed off, and I went like, it said I had the first month free. I don't understand it. Why do I have to put my credit card details in there? So I went to the shop and just had a massive rant, and they said, oh yeah, we don't sell the prepaid card yet. So you should have to wait. And I was just like, basically sat at home and just going, I don't understand. So I went to the forums, and then everyone said, no, you can actually just fill in like a random number or just fill in your card details, but it won't take it just yet, so don't worry about that. And that was, I think, also before I realized that you could just put debit cards in and not credit cards, because I didn't have a credit card. And so I was such a massive noob, and I was just like, oh, so I could have played yesterday.
Oh, no.
I think it was, considering how many people actually posted on the forum, I think because so many years ago, it wasn't like a really big thing playing online.
Mm.
I think that was when everyone went like, oh, she can, okay. But yeah.
Yeah.
So I played the day after it came out.
Nice. So before you started playing WoW, were you into playing other games at all?
Yeah, I was a massive gamer, but I was mostly a console kid, in all honesty. I grew up with Nintendo and made the switch to all other consoles. I had a PlayStation. I owned one Xbox, the very first one.
Yeah.
I loved RPGs, so, and that's why I played these games, or beat 'em ups or adventures. And still a massive fan of Nintendo and PlayStation. So, yeah, I played a lot of games. On the PC, I mostly played, you know, the city-building games. Not like, well, I did play a little bit of SimCity, but most of the things like Zeus, Master of Olympus, or like Egypt and Old Rome, and then things like that. I loved building, or Zoo Tycoon. The tycoons were the ones I loved.
Yeah.
So that's what I mostly played on the PC.
Awesome. Nice. So then how did you actually come to getting into World of Warcraft? Was there a particular, you just saw it, or did someone introduce it to you?
My ex-boyfriend introduced me to it, because he played the RTS.
Yeah.
And I had no idea there was a World of Warcraft RTS or Warcraft RTS. And I was okay with RTSs, so I played it. And then he said, yeah, it's going to be an MMO. And I had no idea about MMOs. And when I hear online payment, I was a bit like, I don't know about that. That's weird. Why do you have to pay for a game? And I thought, well, if he really likes it, why not? I'll give it a go. And that's actually how I got into it. He was so hyped for and pumped for this to come out. And I thought, I'll give it a go then too.
Okay. All right. So then let's talk about your main character. So how do you pronounce it again?
It's Oranil.
Oranil. Okay. So then where did that name come from?
Also the ex-boyfriend, I stole it.
Okay.
I was quite lost for a name, because, you know, because I've never played an MMO, I didn't really have to create a character with a name. Maybe The Sims, but I always chose my own name.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know what name to pick. And then we were both really into like pen and paper RPGs, so he was used to making characters. And he said, "Well, I had a half dragon who was called Orinil," and I said, "Oh, I like that name," and I actually stole it, and I just claim it as my own now.
Nice. Oh, that's awesome. Okay. So then when you go to name a new character, do you have any particular influences?
I try to D&D is my influence mostly. And it's all kind of I have several of like Pathfinder and things like that, but also the modern ones. So for me, it just really I try to get names that are set could be used in an RPG environment. And yeah, sometimes I use my own name, so it's I would never take anything like my tag is often McMonkeys. I don't use that for when I actually have to name a character on an RPG thing or like a game. I don't really do that. So it's either my name, it's Orinil. And if all those names are taken, I try to still come up with something that's relatively fantasy or realistic.
Okay, so your Twitter handle is McMonkeys. So
Yes.
where did that name come from?
For a very long time, I didn't. Cartwoman has been my tag for such a long time, which was parodied of Cartman in South Park. But because I've been using that for so long, I wanted something else, something fresh. Also, because recently I went through a divorce, I just wanted something new. And I like monkeys, and I also really like them. It's my sign in Chinese, Chinese zodiac. And I was just like, "Oh, monkeys is cool, but I wanted a little bit more like hip, just a bit different." And I just thought, "Let's do it with a Z or a Z at the end, because everyone, that will make it more street." And then I thought, I'd just put the Mac in front of it too.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Awesome. So then, tell me about what was the very first character that you ever rolled in WoW?
That was actually it was not this Orinil, but it was also another Orinil, which was a night. It was another Night Elf Druid. Yeah, and I still have her on a server. I couldn't delete her, but I look at her now and I'm like, "Oh, you're really not pretty, are you?"
So then what was the thing that made you choose the race and the class for that very first one?
I think back when it first started, I was not, I had nothing against Horde at all. But the Tauren back then to me just didn't look so great, and I really wanted a druid, because the whole, when you see the cinematic and you see the night elf changing into a panther, I thought that was so cool. And in D&D I always play shape-shifting classes, and so I always go for druids often, or maybe a witch or something like a caster maybe, but the shape-shifting really got me, and I was just like, I want a druid. And considering that you could only play Night Elf or Tauren, I went for the Night Elf. Also because my at the time boyfriend went Alliance. So I went like, "Oh, I can play a druid."
All right. So, do you remember the very first guild that you were in and what it was called?
Ooh, my very first one. No, I think maybe it was something like Blue Moon, but I'm not entirely certain.
And would that have been when you first started, like within maybe a couple of weeks of you starting to play that you would have joined a guild?
I think that was it.
And was that the very first time you've ever joined a guild as such?
Yes. I had that. I was just like, "Okay, and now how does this work, and what's the benefit of it?" And in all honesty, I think a lot of people in that guild were not really sure what was going on. It seemed to be more like a guild. "Oh, you want a guild? Here, we have a guild." And I think the proper time I had a guild was when I actually switched servers. And I stayed on a RP PvP server for ages. And that's where I met most of my friends. And I joined a very big guild, which was a very heavy roleplay guild.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed myself. Then a large group of us wanted to start, started to actually raid properly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so we split after there was a massive fight. Mm-hmm. And I just went like, well, I also want to raid, so I'm going with the others. Mm-hmm. And we formed another guild. And we were actually really successful in raiding. We were one of the top end guilds for raiding on that server for a very long time.
Oh, wow. How cool is that? Wow, that's awesome. Okay. So then tell me this. Have you played all classes?
Yes.
Somehow I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, I'm very much, it's very bad to confess, but I'm always a person in games with classes that goes, well, maybe the grass is greener. And I just try different things because, you know, I would see someone in a dungeon and what they do looks so amazing that I want to try it. And of course I fail at it, but I try it at
you
least.
Give it
but
a go.
Yeah, there are some. Yeah, exactly. And I also feel like, you know, because Blizzard is making so many changes to classes all the time, all of a sudden one class that I might not like might all of a sudden really suit my playstyle.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the reasons why I really like Druid now again,
yeah.
Because there was a long time I was Resto for ages, which was fun. But when you've played that for 4 years, you kind of get bored. At least I did.
Yeah.
And especially with leveling, it was just a pain. It was mm-hmm. really a pain respecking constantly. That was back in the day.
Yeah.
And now I thought, okay, I'll try Boomkin, because at a certain point Boomkins were amazing with DPS
mm-hmm.
and it was so much fun in Battlegrounds.
Yeah.
So I did that for a while, and now I actually switched to melee, being a feral.
Yeah.
And you know, there was a time I had no idea how to play feral. It was just rolling my face over the keyboard.
Yeah.
And now I actually found out some proper ways to play it, and I really am enjoying it. So,
okay.
But at least I have that one character, and that's why I roll a lot of alts, because my playstyle changes over time. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
I want to be a caster or a pure healer, and other times I just want to smash things in the face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, understand that totally. So
yeah.
Then... is Druid your absolute favorite class?
I think Druid and Shaman are tied.
Okay. And why would the Shaman be? What's the thing that intrigues you about them?
I think because it is a nature-based class, again, like
mm-hmm.
the elements. And again, you have that option of you can heal.
Yep.
You can be a caster, but you can also be melee. Which I really, really at times enjoy. Just that having that little bit of difference. And I know this sounds really pathetic, but I also often look at their gear
mm-hmm.
that they can get.
Yeah.
And for me, Druid, I always love the ones where they get the big antlers as helmets
oh,
or whatever.
Yes.
I love that.
Yeah.
Or and Shamans often have like nice cowls or things and stuff like that too. So
yeah.
I'm like, okay, this seems to be a class I can get into.
Okay. All right. So then tell me, what aspects of the game do you most enjoy when you play WoW?
At the moment, it's mostly leveling.
Mm-hmm.
I do still feel that rush when you manage to complete a character all the way up to 90 at the moment.
Yeah.
And there used to be a time back in the day again that I really got into RP.
Mm-hmm.
I still enjoy that, but I noticed that I'm not as patient as I used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be because, you know, I'm no longer, my job is now different. My life is just a bit different compared to like 9 years ago.
Yeah.
So, but I would like to get into RP again. Maybe once the new expansion hits and we've been into it for 2 months. But at the moment, I think, you know, there is a definite lull in World of Warcraft, and you see a lot of people are not logging on, and it's really difficult to run after people and just go, oh, please roleplay with me, because, you know, everyone is just doing their own thing right
yeah.
now. So
yeah.
I think at the moment for me, it's leveling, and then hopefully with the new expansion, then I've leveled everything. I'll be back into role playing again.
Okay. So do you find that with coming to the end of the expansion now, do you find that you've got still the as much passion about the game as when the new, when a new expansion starts? Are you still logging in? You've got lots of things to do, or do you find that you struggle a bit?
I struggle.
Okay.
There are days that I log in and I'm like, yeah, I should really level this. I have a form of OCD when it comes to leveling. So I'm like, I should level this. And I'm like, oh, I really don't want to do this again because I have to do it with 20 characters. And I say have to, I really have to. And it's just, it starts to become a little bit of a drag at times then. So what I normally do, and people who know me know how I tend to play with this, is sometimes I unsub for like a month or two, play all the other games, and then often I get the urge to go back again, and then I'm like, okay, this is good, because I know that as soon as I feel, ugh, don't want to, I shouldn't play anymore, I shouldn't force myself. Otherwise, we all get that dreaded burnout.
No, that's exactly right. I mean, sometimes just having a little bit of a break can be enough incentive that all of a sudden the passion comes back. So,
Yeah,
yeah.
exactly.
Okay. Now, tell me, you've been playing WoW for quite some time, so have you got a most memorable moment within the game?
Yes. There are two. And it's all, I think, yeah, it is Vanilla WoW. Now I'm not one of those people who will scream, "Oh, Vanilla WoW is so much better than everything." It's not.
Because
There
it's
are
not.
some. No, it's seriously, quality of life in WoW is much better now than it was in vanilla. I will fully admit that. However, because it was all so fresh and new, everything seemed much more amazing than, yeah, you have some amazing things coming up, but I feel quite jaded at times with certain things. I'm like, yeah, I've seen stuff like this before. It doesn't really, Whereas I remember the first time I ran with my little night elf to the main city, I was just like, oh my God. It was just amazing. That really blew me away. And because at a certain point I played on an RP PvP server, there was a lot of world events planned, like battles. And yeah, you had your Taran Mill, but it actually became like we had one huge battle on the Shimmering Flats when it was still not underwater, and it was a massive battle. I don't know how many people there were, but it were enough people that at a certain point I didn't even see what I was doing. I was lagging that badly, and we made that side of the world crash because the server could not handle that many people doing battle. And that was so epic. It felt really epic. And then the same thing kind of happened with the opening of the gates of Ankh-Raj. That was a massive event, and that was already when we were quite heavy into raiding, so we were quite geared up. But yeah, there were scuffles and battles, and of course there was lagging, and then there was like, yeah, I don't know what's happening now. There are these big things, but I can't hit them because I'm lagging.
Oh,
So that
exactly.
was still, yeah, it's when you look back at it, it's like, oh my God, that's so bad that the surface can, because the surface now could easily handle it. But back then, it was just so bad, but also so much fun just thinking back of it.
Well, like you said, it was so fresh and so different
Yeah.
and so new. So, oh, that's awesome. Thanks for sharing those. They're
That's
great.
all right.
Okay, so then for when you sit down to play WoW, what's a typical login for you? Do you have a routine of things that you like to do, or do you just sort of go with the flow and make it up as you're going along?
I think I spend most of the time in the character screen selection, and then just go like, okay, do I want to, am I going Horde or Alliance today? and which one am I going to level. And once I've decided which one I want to level, I actually move them on the top of my list. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I just have to.
Okay.
Yeah. Just like a reminder, this is what you're going to level now. And that's actually what I do. I don't. And when I log in, it's just, okay, do I have enough bag space? Great. Off yeah. we go.
Okay. All right. So then let me ask you this. How has your playtime changed over the years, from when you first started 9 years ago to playing now? Has there been a dramatic difference?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. I even with new expansions now, when it's time to go to bed, it's time to go to bed.
Yeah.
Whereas I think 9 years ago, I and which is really sad, because I notice now that I'm getting older, I'm just I could play literally. I've stayed up for 48 hours once when a new expansion dropped. Mm-hmm. I think when Burning Crusade dropped, I played for, I think, 2 days in a row, slept a little bit, and then started, because there was a huge drive to level as quick as possible and mm-hmm. see all the things. And whereas now I'm like, well, I'll take my time. And with anything, yeah, I was much more, dare I say, more into the game back in the day. Mm-hmm. Whereas now there is so much competition that I'm like, well, actually, I want to play this.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So then what's the thing that keeps you coming back to playing WoW, to logging into the game?
I still am a massive fan of the stories. Mm-hmm. And I do love the world. I'm not a big fan of Pandaria. I think it's very pretty.
Mm-hmm.
But I get quite sick of, and not before anyone screams she's racist, but I'm half Asian. But I get quite sick with MMOs who, you know, borrow stuff from Asian culture and just, mm-hmm. oh yeah, we have an Asian expansion, yay. I'm just like, again, because yeah. Age of Conan did it. There are so many games who do that. And for me personally, Pandaria feels a little bit disjointed from what I really like to see in World mm-hmm. of Warcraft, which is like okay. the Eastern Kingdoms and Kalimdor.
Yeah.
So I was very happy when I saw that we were finally going to Outland 2.0.
Yeah.
That's how I'm going to call it now. I know that people will scream, it's not Outland, but for me, it's you know, it's yeah. I was really happy that we were, because Burning Crusade for me personally is like, that was my favorite expansion.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm very happy that we're going back to something like that.
Okay. So then what would you like to see Blizzard implement into WoW?
I think what they're doing is good.
Mm-hmm.
I know that, you know, they're not making it easy for themselves with everything. You know, they had to do a huge overhaul with the Cataclysm and stuff. And I know that stuff like that is really difficult.
Yeah.
I think for me, I would like to see more races available in the future.
Mm-hmm.
I would be very happy with that, just because it keeps things, I think, fresh.
Yeah.
Not too many, but I think maybe if they, in a total of, I think they have about four more expansions in the lineup. Maybe four more races, two on each side.
Yeah.
In all that time, maybe one or two more classes. I'd like to go to find out what happened to Azshara.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to know what is going on with the Naga and Queen Azshara and just, you know, Burning Legion. I want to see Burning Legion again, because I still believe that those were the best villains. I really hated the fact from Cataclysm 1, it was always, oh yeah, it's an ancient. Mm-hmm. Or, and I was just like, that's such a cop-out. It's an ancient or a dragon. And it really annoyed me at a certain point. I couldn't see any dragons anymore. I just found it horrible.
Okay.
And I want something more like that again.
Okay. All right. Well, that's very interesting. So you are super excited about Warlords coming?
Yes.
Okay. All right. What do you think about the garrisons?
It sounds interesting.
Mm.
I'm just wondering, because I had this thing with the farm that I was really enthusiastic, but after doing it with one character, I was like, yeah, I'm not doing it with more. That's it.
Yeah.
I I think it will be good. I, in all honesty, it's not one of the things I really looked into. I mean, I talked about it on the podcast with some people, and they made me quite enthusiastic about it. Hearing all the stuff, because it feels a little bit like, you know, SimCity, but then for your garrison. So I was like, I could do that. That sounds cool. But I don't think it will be like a huge thing. Like, I need this. I will dabble into it because it sounds really interesting and it sounds like fun, but it's not going to be my main priority.
All right. Well, I must admit, I'm interested to see how that plays out too. So, All right. So then what is one skill that you've learned through playing WoW that you now use in real life?
Time management, probably. It's time management and I think people skills. I think those are the big two that that I got through this. Maybe even English. I know that sounds a bit stupid. I could speak
No.
English before before I played WoW. But through WoW, I had to do so many other things. I mean, in WoW, you have to start talking to people. So, you know, I wanted to personally, because I'm Dutch, I hate it when I see people type in the way that a Dutch person would type English. I know that sounds really weird, but it's like the grammar is off. And because we implemented on our own, I know that a lot of, I think it's Swedish or Danish, they also, I see it in text chat because the grammar is off. And I look at it, I'm like, okay, yeah, I don't want to be like that. I'm quite nitpicky when it comes to my English. So even now when speaking, I'm at times I'm like, oh, this, you're saying that wrong. So yeah, I wanted to do that. But also, you know, just talking to people. And I was an officer in a guild for a very long time, and so I had to deal with people, and which helped because at the time I was a teacher. So yeah, you could, you know, I learned from both sides a little bit. And I think time management, because back in the day I was playing so much that now I'm like, okay, I can't do that anymore. How am I going to implement that? And especially when a new expansion comes out, you know, I do want to achieve certain things. So I set myself little goals of this is what I want to achieve. So definitely time management.
Awesome. All right. Well, let's talk about something that you like to do outside of the game, but involves the game. So you've got a podcast called Girls Gone WoW. And how did you get into doing a podcast? Where did that come from?
Oh, it's been so long now. It's I think at the time I was listening to podcasts. Don't ask me how I got into podcasts because I have no clue how I actually started listening to podcasts. I think someone might have mentioned it to me and said, "Oh, you need to listen to this." And I'm like, "What's a podcast?" So that's when I started to listen to stuff. And I really enjoyed it. And I thought, "Oh, I really want to do stuff like this." Because I know that a lot of people say, "Oh, I don't want to get famous with this. I don't like the attention." I'm like, "Yeah, I quite do. I'm going to admit it. I quite like talking." And you know, if I could get a name out for myself, I mean, I'm sorry, but I think it's everyone who brings something out wants to be heard. Why else would you do it? You know, that's and some people have that in a very strong sense. I'm quite proud of what I've achieved now. And back in the day, I was just like, yeah, I want to be one of those people like Scott Johnson, which is never going to happen to me, but you know, I want to be out there and say and let other people listen to what I have to say. That's probably also why I became a teacher. And yeah, I just felt, okay, let's look this up then, how to do it. And it seemed really complicated. And now afterwards I'm like, oh, it's so easy. All you have to do is just, you know, Skype, have some people to talk to and just record it. And I don't edit, like everyone knows that I don't edit. So it's so easy for me. And yeah, I really enjoy talking to people and just for me now it's something that I'm really proud of what I've achieved.
Yeah, well,
So yeah, that's
absolutely.
how it started.
So you're up to episode 127. Like,
Yes.
wow. How's that?
Could have gone much further, but yeah, we had, or mostly it's me who had to take some breaks now and again from it.
Yeah.
Because this is going to sound really lame. I don't want the quality to suffer, which, let's face it, the quality of my podcast is not really high. It's mostly, bantering. I think EJ and Raven are really good at what they're doing, and I'm just there along for the ride, in all honesty. Yeah, it's just, there's always something to talk about, and when you've played for so many years, there's always something to reminisce about or just speculate or but yeah, we had to take a few breaks now and again, or I had to, because if your mind is not really into it, I believe that you shouldn't do it, because I've heard that in different podcasts that the hosts were not really into it, and it suffers at that point, because if they don't really want to do it, well, why would I want to listen to it? So that's why. But yeah, I'm still amazed when we found out, oh wow, we've been doing this for how many years? We're in episode, wow. When I first started, I would never thought that was going to happen. And it still baffles me when people say, oh, I listen to you all the time and I'm such a fan. And I'm like, really? For me? It's just, it's really contradictory, because, like I said, I like them. I am one of those people who likes popularity and stuff. I know it sounds so bad, but I'm willing to admit it. And it's just, it does give me a huge, it's flattery when people say that, but in all honesty, I also still look at me and I'm like, I'm still that dorky girl who just plays her games and who sometimes, just speaks her mind, and other people don't like that. Why would you be a fan? It's just what?
Well,
But it's,
I mean, I've been listening to you guys for quite some time myself, and just the banter, I always find with any show, there's always something different that people bring, and listening to, you guys talk is always a fascinating aspect. One, probably because, you're on the EU side as well. So that's different to me because I play on US. So, to see that you guys are playing the same game, but on a different, what would you call it? A different sort of aspect, being EU as opposed to, instead of it being one just worldwide type of thing, it's always fun. You guys bring a different thing to it. So I've always enjoyed it, which is great.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So that's awesome. So are you trying to do shows every week at the moment, or was it every couple weeks?
We're trying every week now, because I think with the we had a month of a break, also unwillingly at times, because just the recorder or Skype didn't want to work. So that's what we did, and that has actually, I think, invigorated all of us again. And yeah, we're just, we have some guests, and then we have like shorter shows that we just talk, well, what did we do? Is there anything on our mind? And that's what we alter it with at times. But we have a good lineup of people who want to guest. So yeah, I think we're going to record every week now until, there's more news coming out now, more frequent again. But it was quiet for a long time. So yeah, really to just keep talking about nothing for us really didn't work. But yeah,
Oh,
hopefully
cool.
every week now.
Awesome. All right. Well, I'll have links up on Behind the Avatar blog page, so if people want to go check that out, which
Thank
is
you.
awesome. So now I've got a couple of quick questions for you.
Okay.
Okay. Ready?
Yes.
Okay. Favorite color.
Blue.
Favorite food.
Oh gosh. favorite food. I'm going with cookies. Chocolate
Okay.
chip cookies.
Oh, yum. Favorite movie.
Favorite movie. Aliens.
Okay. Oh,
The
okay.
second one. The
Oh.
second one.
Oh, okay. What about, do you have a favorite sports team?
No, not really. If if they're playing football or soccer, I don't know how the Aussies call it, but if there's soccer or football on, I will always, and it's like the World Cup, I will always root for Holland.
Okay. All right. Awesome. So, what about a favorite book?
My favorite book, I think it has to be the Game of Thrones series. I
Oh,
really like
good
Song of Fire and Ice.
series.
They're really good.
Yes. Yes. Agreed. They're beautiful. Okay. What about a favorite drink?
I have to go with coffee or tea. I know that sounds really bad, but I really enjoy my caffeine.
That's, hey, you're a girl after you, my own heart. So yes, I double thumbs up. What about,
If it goes for alcohol, I'll go for Baileys. I
okay.
quite like the creamy ones.
Okay. All right. What about favorite TV show?
I think my favorite show at the moment, I know this is going to sound a bit lame, but it's also Game of Thrones. I really like to see what they did with the book.
Yeah. Okay. How about favorite ice cream flavor?
Oh, I really like oh, can I name a brand? I love
Sure.
Ben and Jerry's caramel choo-choo.
Oh, Ben and Jerry's is good, isn't it?
I know.
Yeah. Nice. Okay, so if I asked you who your favorite author is, am I even going to have to hazard a guess as to who that might be?
No, it's again, it's the writer of Game of Thrones. I think HRM, is it HRM?
George
HRR,
R.R.
George
Martin?
R.R. Martin, that
Yeah.
was it.
Somehow I knew you were
He
going to say that.
yeah, I just think what he does is brilliant, you know, just writing so many different storylines into one big book, and thinks that when you reread the series and you actually go, oh wait, this was already, oh now I understand. It's and you know, and the politics and everything, I think it's really good. But I have to say a good second one for me was J.K. Rowling. I think it's amazing that a woman who was living on benefits is now like a billionaire.
Yeah, I know. She's done amazing stuff, hasn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, now what about a favorite type of coffee?
I normal coffee for me.
Okay.
Just any kind of coffee. I quite like the Dutch brands, which they do have Douwe Egberts in. They call it Douwe Egberts in England. But personally, I don't know what it is, but it doesn't really taste like the coffee, quote unquote, at home. So
Okay.
yeah, I just drink Nescafe, normal coffee with milk and sugar.
How many sugars?
Just one.
One? Okay.
Well,
Oh,
actually,
nice.
it's a sweetener. I only use one sweetener.
Okay, well, thank you for sharing that. That's awesome. That's some good, very interesting answers. So, yeah.
Yeah, no gin, sorry.
Okay. Well, I've got one more question for you, and I always like to think that it's the most important question that you're going to ever be asked, and I'm being so sarcastic, but everyone will know when they listen. I may have this slight obsession with companion battle pets. So I always like to ask people what their favorite companion battle pet is.
The feline familiar.
Oh, good call.
It's a
Nice.
cat with a hat. I mean,
And
what's not to like? And it has its
flies.
own
And
broom.
flies, yes, I know. That is awesome. So, do you have a name for your feline familiar?
I called mine Puck after my own cat.
Oh, that's gorgeous. Nice. That's so cool. Okay. Well, guess what? We're done with our
Oh.
question. So, I think you might like to tell people how they can get in contact with you, maybe.
Yeah, you can find me all over the place, really. I'm just quickly grabbing all my stuff before I forget something. You can find me on Girls Gone Wow, which you can find on iTunes or Stitcher, or you can go to girlsgonewow.net, where all our shows are. We are also on Facebook if you look for Girls Gone Wild podcast, Twitter at GGW show. My personal Twitter is at McMonkeys. That's MCNM Monkeys with a Z. And I think that's it. I'm also somewhere on YouTube. I haven't made a video in a long time. But if you look for Cartwoman, Cartwoman80, that's me. So yeah,
excellent.
You can find me on the, you know, just random videos about nothing really.
Okay. Well, what I'll do is I'll put all the information up on our BTA's page, so if anyone needs to find you, they can also go have a look there too. So yeah, so I just want to say, Syl, thank you so much for sitting down and chatting with me today. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Well, thank you for having me.
Do you know that on any given week there are over 50 World of Warcraft podcasts releasing a new episode? Hi, I'm Ro, and if you're looking for new shows or just want to be updated with what's happening with your favorites, then Realm Maintenance is a show you won't want to miss. Realm Maintenance is a WoW podcast that focuses on all of the other WoW podcasts out there. Each week you'll hear an interview with hosts from a featured show, as well as a rundown of news and events happening with many other WoW podcasts in the community. As for WoW news itself, well, you'll get the short version as I break down the past week's headlines in under 80 seconds. You can find the show on iTunes, Stitcher, and at realm-maintenance.com, and a new episode is released every Tuesday. You can also find a podcast directory and a guide to when and where many shows live stream the recording of their next episode. When the servers go down, I'll tell you what's up. Follow the show on Twitter at Realm Podcast.
You can find Behind the Avatar podcast on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. You can contact the show by sending an email to behindtheavatar@gmail.com. Also, you can follow me on Twitter at LadyWow and the show at Behind the Avatar. Also, for things geeky, you can listen to Ben, Steve, and myself on Geektopia podcast and follow us on Twitter at Geektopia Show. You can also find me with Aprillian, Tidra, and Rogue Slayer on Control Alt WoW. Follow the show at Control Alt WoW and check us out live every week. Behind the Avatar is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Lita, copyright 2013. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment and other contributors. Audios used belong to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his music at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.